The Kentucky Derby is coming up so soon, and I'm going to go see what my teammates know about horses and horse racing. There we go. I'm glad you dressed up for the Joe Thomas Hour. Thank you. You going home to take a nap? Looks like it. Are you planning on going to the Kentucky Derby this year?
We'll see. We'll see if my wife lets me.
Wow, that's interesting. How many times have you been to the Derby?
I think I've gone 5 times.
Have you ever worn one of the nice big hats?
I have not. You know, the suit and everything like that, but I always miss the hat. But the hats are nice.
My lovely assistant Dan here is going to help me out. You got to put it on now that you're on the show.
Start, right?
Yeah. Oh, man, that looks amazing. That's
pretty
just your
color.
Thank you.
At the beginning of the Kentucky Derby, there's a bugle that plays a very distinctive song. Can you please give me that bugle in your own voice?
In my bugle voice? Okay. Pretty good.
Charge? Do you know how long the Kentucky Derby race is?
2 minutes.
In distance, please?
Oh, no.
It's a mile and a quarter.
Okay.
How fast do you think you could run a mile and a quarter? I mean, how fast do you think you could cover a mile and a quarter? Because I know you couldn't run that far.
Yeah, take it easy there. you know, I would say time between 9 and 10 minutes.
That's actually not too bad.
Yeah.
I bet you can't run it that fast.
Mine spray looks nice. No, one of the flowers.
Oh, thank you. Welcome back to the Joe Thomas Hour. We got my man Kenny Britt with us today, and we're talking Kentucky Derby. Kenny, have you ever been to the Kentucky Derby?
Never.
Have you ever wanted to go to the Kentucky Derby?
My wife does. She still do. Just for the hats.
And you don't want to go?
Oh, no. I'm not going to lie.
Do you know that song that they play on the bugle to start the horse race? It's like... Now give me your rendition. That sounds like Mario Brothers.
I play a lot of video games.
There's a rumor going around that you're a big Derby guy and you try to go every year.
I've gone once. I went.
Yeah, pretty much every year.
100% of the years in the last 1 year, so I'm one for one so far.
Have you ever worn one of those Derby hats when you show up?
No Derby hats. No.
Well, the good news is we got one right here. My lovely assistant, Dan Murphy, here is going to give you something so you don't feel left out here.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't that look nice? Hey, maybe you can take that to the Derby this year and they'll give you a special spot on the red carpet.
I think this is my size, too.
It looks great on you.
This is built for me.
Now, do you know what you call a horse that lives next door to you?
No.
Neighbor! Who would be the best jockey on the Browns and why?
The best jockey on the Browns. You know, I'm going to go opposite direction. I'm going to go Kevin Zeitler.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna say
that's an underdog.
Intimidating the horse into running fast. I'm gonna go that he can stare that horse down. That horse is going to give it its all.
I like that answer. How many jockeys equal one J.C. Treader?
I'd say 4 jockeys.
It's a lot of men.